Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court issues a restraining order against an Illinois hospital over a vaccine mandate. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead to talk about this important development.
So on October 29th, the court ruled in our favor and for our 14 plaintiffs, and we got an emergency relief, a temporary restraining order against North Shore University Health System's COVID mandates. But now, today, we're back in court to get hopefully the same kind of relief for the whole class of healthcare workers.
We have the temporary restraining order, and that by law lasts only a certain period of time. It can be extended. Then the next phase is a preliminary injunction, and once that's entered, that'll stay in effect as long as necessary. So there's two things that we're doing today. One, we're asking the court to extend the temporary restraining order on behalf of our 14 healthcare workers to a preliminary injunction so that it's there essentially as long as we need it. And then number two, we're also asking the court to consider a conditional class certification. And that is that what applies to these 14 healthcare workers also applies to the class that they represent, other healthcare workers that are not specifically named as plaintiffs in this case. The court said on October 29, in reaching its decision regarding granting the temporary restraining order, that the plaintiffs are likely to prevail on Title VII and the Illinois Healthcare Right of Conscience Act. Title VII, of course, is the federal employment law that prohibits discrimination on the count of religion. And the Illinois Healthcare Right of Conscience Act is a very strong law in the state of Illinois that protects people who don't want to participate in medical treatment, including vaccines. And that's exactly what we have happen in this particular case.
Right. And so it's important, like today's hearing is very important because we needed emergency relief. Obviously, we filed a lawsuit against North Shore University Health System, but that takes time. And the whole judicial process takes time. In the meantime, these employees are threatened to be fired. So we need emergency relief against this mandate.
Yes. And in fact, just the week before this October 29 emergency injunction, North Shore had already started purging employees with their sincere religious objections to its mandate vaccine policy. And how? By removing them from the November work schedule. In other words, they weren't even scheduled to come to work in November. Already started to purge them. And so that's why we needed the court to do emergency relief. Now, the interesting thing, Holly, is that North Shore previously granted exemption for some of these employees.
And then they reneged and said, whoops, sorry, we changed our mind. And all without explanation or because the request, in their eyes, failed to meet some kind of so-called evidence-based criteria that North Shore never provided the employees in advance. So it's very deceitful what they've been doing.
Yeah, they only gave employees then 3 business days to file an appeal without stating what was missing in their original application. So they denied them, saying that they failed because of some so-called evidence-based criteria, but they didn't say what that was.
And then they apparently judged the validity of their religious beliefs and required them, get this, to include their entire vaccination history since the age of 18. That's unbelievable.
And that was in the appeal.
Yeah.
So none of that was in the original. In typical kinds of appeals, you appeal what's already been presented.
Yeah, but they've apparently been
and
making
they,
up the
they're
rules.
They're adding things on appeal.
Right.
That these people were never informed of or able to address.
They're making up the rules as they go along.
Yeah, so one of them that they added on appeal is, give us your entire vaccination history since the age of 18. Now, how many people can do that?
I know.
How are you going to figure that out? All the things that you've had. How are you going
to
do that?
I don't know. And then I imagine they're wanting to point it to say, well, you had this vaccination, and this had to do with aborted fetal cells. I imagine that's probably their motive, right?
You know, whether or not it had anything to do with it, they're going to say, you've had vaccines, so therefore you have to get this vaccine.
You can take another one.
Or they're going to say, you've had a vaccine, and they will allege, oh, that also used aborted fetal cell in the testing phase.
Right.
And who knows? Because they're giving all kinds of false information about other things, like Tylenol. Have you ever had Tylenol? Oh, if you ever had Tylenol, they say, well, that used aborted fetal cell, so now you can't object here. False. Tylenol was discovered many, many years ago, and it was long before there was any kind of, in fact, it was 1955. There was no such thing as aborted fetal cells then.
Right.
It wasn't developed. It wasn't tested. It didn't use aborted fetal cells. Bunch of false information running around out
but
there.
But bottom line, Matt, they can't question the validity of someone's religious beliefs. They can't do that.
Right. And in fact, what they also did is they said, by the way, if you rely upon, they say this, religious objections based on, quote, aborted fetal cell lines, stem cells, tissue, or derivative materials will result in denials, close quote. But, you know, the fact is, all three, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, all three used aborted fetal cells in their testing phase and or the development phase.
Or they're profiting from them,
And so North Shore can't say we're going to just disregard the fact that they did use fetal cell. And if you rely upon it as a pro-life religious objection, you're going to be denied.
Yeah, and
it's not for North Shore to make that decision.
Right. And you know what's interesting is that North Shore is in, of all places, Illinois, which has the Healthcare Right of Conscience Act. Strong protection to all residents against discrimination based on healthcare choices.
Yeah, it's a very
That's
strong
very clear,
law.
You know?
And you know, here's what happened. Governor Pritzker, we've encountered him before with
our church cases.
Church cases.
He's seen us before.
Yes. And also Lori Lightfoot,
the mayor
of Chicago, who's in a collision course right now with the law enforcement, wanting them to get the COVID shots, and they're saying, no, we're not going to do it. We're not going to listen to her. Anyway, those are the same characters involved here. And so Pritzker said, well, we need to have a special session, and we need to call the legislature back in session, and we need to amend this Illinois Healthcare Right of Conscience Act so that it doesn't apply to these COVID vaccines. So they called them in, and the laws typically take effect June 1 of the following year. So that would be June 1, 2022. Unless they get enough votes on both houses, House and Senate side, and if they do, then it can take effect immediately. And they were hoping to get enough votes for it to take effect immediately, so they could stop any groups like Liberty Counsel from relying upon that Illinois Healthcare Right of Conscience Act. Well, they ultimately did pass it in the House and Senate, but they didn't get enough votes. So, yes, it's going to be amended, but not till June 1, 2022. So it's still in effect right now, and they weren't able to stop the litigation, which is what they wanted to do.
Yeah, but it just tells you they don't value their healthcare workers. They're trying to pull every little trick out of the box to try to stop them and force them to get these COVID shots. They do not care about these healthcare workers that have worked tirelessly all through COVID, risked their own lives, sacrificed their own families, and now they're pushing them to take this shot.
These people are collateral damage to them.
Right.
They have an agenda, and that agenda is control. And that control is manifested in forcing everyone to get a particular shot. And don't think that it's just getting the single Johnson & Johnson or the dual Pfizer-Moderna shots. Don't think that it ends there. Because already, CDC and others are saying, you're not going to be considered fully, quote, vaccinated, close quote, unless you've had all the shots and now the booster.
Now, how many boosters are going to start appearing?
Well, and Israel's already talking about their fourth booster.
Oh, my goodness.
So it never ends. Because why? Because what they find, what they have to admit, you know, they come out and say, oh, it's very effective. And there's a 90-some high percent chance that you'll be protected. Then reality strikes in and the science strikes in and says, whoops, I guess it doesn't work like that. Oh, we need another shot. And then it goes on and on. It's a continual control issue. Pray for this case because we're in court today to extend this preliminary injunction to protect these health care workers. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.